Well, good morning. It is March 15. It's a glorious morning. The sun is coming up and it's a beautiful sunrise. And things are a little bit abnormal. Normally we would be practicing for our praise and worship team and time together in church this morning. But we wanted to give you a way of staying connected with each other as a church. And so we're just going to have a little time in the Word. And I thought I was going to preach on spiritual gifts this morning, but my mind went back to childhood and thought of an old television show that I used to watch, which I'll get to in a minute. But I'd like to start with reading some words out of Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked men advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Even though COVID-19 breaks out, I will still be confident in the Lord. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Will you pray with me? Father, we come to you. You are the one who caused the sun to rise this morning. You are holding galaxies in place. You are holding our very life in place, giving us the next breath that we breathe. You are still God, and you are in control of all things. That's why our hearts will not fear, because in the day of trouble, you will keep us safe. So Lord, I pray for this time that you would open our eyes to see the wonder and beauty and majesty and sovereignty of our God. Pray that you would open our ears to hear your voice, whispering, I love you, I've got you, and you have nothing to fear. And Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts to actually believe the love that you have for us in Christ Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So like I said, I was thinking back to my childhood. I used to watch a show called Lost in Space. And on that show, they had a robot. And whenever the young boy, Will Robinson, was in danger, the robot would start waving his arms and just flashing its lights and going, warning, Will Robinson, warning, warning. And to alert him to that there was danger coming ahead. And I was thinking about that because all of the stuff that's going on right now, I believe the Holy Spirit is waving his arms, lighting up things, saying, warning, warning, danger, danger. Not because of some pandemic or epidemic that might break out, but because in the midst of that, the danger is that we lose our focus and that we lose our perspective. The danger is that we forget that our God is God. The danger is that we start to trust in other things and people rather than our God. That's the warning. And I believe that's the warning in this time. And so as I was thinking about how to connect with all of us this morning, I was thinking about preaching on spiritual gifts, continuing my series on the Holy Spirit. But as I was thinking and praying, I really wanted to bring to bear the character and the person of God in his word on the situation that we're all finding ourselves in right now. And that image of warning, warning, really came to mind in my heart this morning, that we don't lose focus, we don't lose perspective. As David writes in Psalm 27, the first perspective we need to maintain is that God is in control. God is God. And nothing is happening outside the scope of his wisdom, of his sovereignty, of his providence. And especially if we are his people, he has us. And though whatever it is that would come out against us, it's not bigger than our God. And we can have confidence in that. And so in the day of trouble, we can have confidence that our God is with us and that he's for us. Because God did not give us a spirit of fear. He didn't give us the spirit in which we live in a constant state of fear and panic. No, he gave us a spirit of power and of a sound mind and of self-control. So in the midst of chaos, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of an army besieging us, we have a choice of where we are going to focus our hearts and our minds. And we have the power, because the Holy Spirit lives in us, to choose to focus on our God, not the problems that are around us. And so, beloved, we've not been given a spirit of fear. And which leads me to a verse out of 2 Peter that reminds us, actually in Ephesians, that reminds us to make the most of every opportunity. And this is an opportunity for us who say we trust in the Lord to demonstrate that, to be people of peace. Isaiah says when we keep our minds stayed on him, we will be at peace, perfect peace. Isaiah says he will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on him. And while everybody else is running around, freaking out, panicking, they can't get the hand sanitizer they want, they can't get toilet paper, they can't get this, they can't get that, do they see us who say we trust in the Lord? Do they see us acting the same way? I remember years ago, 20 years ago now, Y2K, and everybody freaking out. Planes are gonna fall out of the sky, computers are gonna crash, the world's gonna end. And it saddened me that we, the church, were often around running the same way with our heads cut off, like with chickens with their heads cut off. And I just paused, really? Not that I'm not concerned, but if it is the end of the world as we know it, I know where I'm going. I know who I belong to. And if we believe that, then I have something to say on the other end of that, because sometimes it's we don't know where other people are going, so I'll say something on the other side. But this is an opportunity for us as the church to be the church, to show people that, yeah, things can fall apart, mountains can crash into the heart of the sea, armies can besiege us, viruses can break out, but our confidence isn't in a mask, our confidence isn't in hand sanitizer, our confidence isn't in the government, our confidence isn't in any of that stuff, our confidence is in the Lord. And so we're not gonna be careless, we're not gonna be stupid, we're gonna listen and we're gonna be wise, we're gonna wash our hands, but my confidence is in the Lord. And I think we have the opportunity to let our light shine in the midst of this chaos, in the midst of this turmoil. We have a way to let our light shine. I think we also have an opportunity to demonstrate to people what it means to really trust the Lord, which means we need to trust the authorities that are over us. I know there's been a lot of stuff on Facebook. There's been a lot of discussion about, hey, we can't let them shut the church down, and we can't do this. We should do this. And who knows? What I know is this, that every authority established on this earth has been put in place by God. And it is our call, it is our duty as believers in Jesus Christ, unless they call us to go contrary to the word of God, which it doesn't, telling us to stay home and be safe, to not have church for a season, isn't calling us to not worship God, because you can worship God in your home. You can worship God with your family. You can call a group of friends over and say, hey, we're still going to have church. Maybe this is good practice for us, because our religious freedoms are being taken away more and more in our culture. May come a day where they'll say it's illegal for us to gather corporately, put plywood over the doors, tell us you can't worship. What would we do? Maybe this is really good practice for us, an opportunity for us to learn how to worship God as a family, to spend time in the Word and prayer together as a family, to be the church, even if there's not an organized church building that we gather at. We had a volunteer appreciation dinner here in the branch last night, and one of them says, hey, just sneak into the jail, and because those inmates really need us. And I said, well, yeah, I want to do that. I really do. But if I do that, I destroy the message that I try to live every day at the jail, is that I trust in the Lord. And if I violate and go against the authority that's over me, I'm demonstrating clearly that I don't trust God, because it's not them that's an authority over us, it's God who's an authority over us. And so here's another opportunity for us to listen, to not badmouth our government, to pray for them, to not participate in the gossip about, hey, this is politically motivated, da, da, da. And I may believe all of those things, and I frankly have probably been guilty of participating in that myself, and God's been kind of checking me on that, is to honor those that are an authority over us. And in that way, we let our light shine. I also believe this is a great opportunity. I think of my friends that are in jail that I won't be able to go into to see for the next several weeks, and the volunteers that aren't going to be there to encourage them, to support them. And I'm like, God, how are they going to survive? And he's like, I think he just kind of said, Todd, who do you think you are? You do not think I'm bigger than you? I remember when I was directing The Rock years ago, and we had to dismiss kids because of behavior issues, and knowing that they probably wouldn't be able to come back to the program for a period of time. And I'm like, but God, how are they going to survive? I mean, they need The Rock. They need us. And he said, Todd, I'm bigger than The Rock. I'm bigger than you. And I think it's a really good opportunity for the folks that I work with every day, as well as for us, to learn how to lean into God and not stuff. To learn how to lean into God and not be dependent on a pastor. To learn how to lean into God and not be dependent on a praise team for your worship. To learn how to lean into God and his word for ourselves rather than on something or someone else. And I think that's another opportunity for us in the midst of all that's going on to really lean into the Lord. The psalmist says that some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to demonstrate that, to demonstrate the witness that we say we trust in the Lord, not just in the good times, but even in the hard times, even in the days of trouble, that we demonstrate our confidence is in the Lord. I think that's a really great opportunity for us to do that. And that God's gonna light the way. And yeah, times are tough, times are challenging, but I believe if we stick together, even though we can't come together, we can help this world see that our confidence isn't in some vaccine that will get rid of the virus, that our confidence isn't in whoever's in the White House, that our confidence isn't in who's in the Senate or the Congress or who's on the Supreme Court. Our confidence isn't even in our pastors, our leaders. Our confidence isn't even in each other, but that our confidence is in the Lord. And I just see the Holy Spirit saying, danger, danger ahead. And that danger is that we lose focus, that we lose perspective. And just wanted to share that this morning, share my heart with you this morning on that, and encourage one another. And I'm thinking of Hebrews 10:24-25, and we can still come together, even though it's not in the same place, but we can come together in spirit, we can come together in heart, we can come together in prayer, and spur each other on to make the most of this opportunity that's before us and our community. And let's pray. Lord, you're a good God. Even when it doesn't seem like things are good, you are a good God. And you are God. Even when it seems like things are out of control, you remain God. Colossians tells us that you are holding all things together. You created everything. You sustain everything. And you are holding it all together right now, even though our world tells us things are falling apart. But you, God, remain in control. And so, Lord, we come to you. And we ask that your Spirit would move in us and through us, that in the midst of this day of trouble, we would be like the psalmist and put our confidence in the Lord. And then as we do that, Lord, the peace that fills us, a peace that passes all understanding, would be a light to the folks that see us. That it would be an opportunity for us to not get, but to share. Be an opportunity for us to submit to authority, to show that we really do trust our God. It would be an opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ with people. And Lord, I just thank you for this privilege, even through technology. So many evils of technology, but through the gift of technology, how we can stay connected with one another. And so Lord, I lift this up to you in Jesus' name. Amen. And as I was praying, I'm thinking about if we really do believe that there's a heaven and that there's a hell, this is a great opportunity to make sure that we are demonstrating we believe that by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, the hope we can have in him, the peace we can have with him, with anyone that God puts into our path. whether it's our kids, our grandkids, coworkers, friends, whoever it is that God puts into our path, that we can say, hey, if you're anxious, if you're fearful, can I tell you about Jesus? And I pray we'd make the most of that opportunity. God bless. The Lord will bless you, and the Lord will keep you. The Lord will make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. I pray we have eyes to see him smiling over us with great delight. I pray we have ears to hear him singing songs of rejoicing and deliverance over us. And I pray we have hearts to grasp how high, how wide, how deep, and how long is the love of Christ for us. Have a great day.